Today we're looking at the topic of hope. Christianity equals a life of hope. The Christian has the anchor of the soul that is steadfast and sure. Hebrews 6 and verse 19, the Bible says, "This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters the presence behind the veil." The Christian has the anchor of hope in God, hope in the words of God, the words of Christ from the Bible. The Christian also has a life of hope because we have faith and hope in God. In 1 Peter 1 and verse 21, the Bible says, "Who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead, and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God." And so because God raised Christ from the dead, we can have our faith and our hope in God and in Christ. Let's look at just two basic definitions and basic facts concerning hope. First, Christ is the hope of glory. In Colossians 1 and verse 27, the Bible says, "To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." Christians should remember that Christ is our hope. Considering everything he has done for us and continues to do as he prepares a place for us, as we find there in the New Testament, Christ is the hope that Christians have. The Bible says there again in Colossians 1 verse 27, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hope because he promised, that is, because Christ promised, and also because of God promised. 1 John 2 and verse 25 says, "And this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life." That is eternal life for the faithful who are following God and obeying the law of Christ. For what do we hope? We hope for eternal life. Titus 1 and verse 2 says, "In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began." We have a hope of eternal life, and we know because God, as we see here in Titus 1 verse 2, keeps his promises that the faithful will indeed have heaven as their home and have eternal life with God, Christ, and all the faithful. We hope to also to avoid destruction because we are following God. In 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 7 through 9, the Bible says, "And to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God, and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 7 through 9. We also have, well, let's consider this. What are the results of hope? Well, there are several results, but we want to look at just a few of them. First, we have the hope of, the result of hope is sure and steadfast life. A sure and steadfast, you might say, a confident life. Hebrews 6 and verse 19 says, "This hope we have is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters the presence behind the veil. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. If we are faithfully following God, we can have a confident life when we are doing what is pleasing to him and following his word. We should be able to have a confident life. And another result of our hope is rest upon the promises of God, as we see in Hebrews 6, verses 13 through 18. And lastly, what about those who have no hope? Well, those who have no hope are those who are outside of Christ, Ephesians 2 and verse 12. And those we see in 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 13, those which have no hope, well, what happens? 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 13, the Bible says, "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope." Who are those who have no hope? Those who are not following God. If we want to have hope and have the blessings that come with hope, we must be a faithful follower of God and obedient to his word.